I was looking to see if my wife made it back in. She stepped out to feed the baby. I want to introduce myself. My name's Shannon Lamond, my beautiful wife Tiffany, daughter Serenity, and our six-month baby boy, Micah, is back there on the back row. He caused a little complications. He made her blood pressure high, so they put her on a medicine that when she took that medicine about 2 hours later, she just felt like every part of her body was going to fall off hurting. So they finally got her off of it Friday, so I thank you for your prayers. God's been good. We are not trying to replace the missionary. We are trying to give them the tools that they require to do the job that God has called them to do. I'm blessed to be third generation in a Bible printing ministry where my dad and grandfather started it. I was saved at the age of 11, baptized just a few weeks later. At the age of 16, I walked away from it, told my grandfather, I says, you don't know the difference between being a boss and a grandfather, so I walked away from it. God graciously called me back in about 11 years later. After I'd started working on my criminal justice degree, I wanted to kick doors down. I wanted to arrest the criminal. I mean, I had a passion for it. I wanted, if you ever saw the movie Sledgehammer, I wanted a gun bigger than his, and, I wanted them to know about it, too. I love law enforcement, always have, but God's called me to kick doors down for people going to hell. I'm blessed to see people saved all around America. We just sent Brother Chad Stanley and Brother Ed Stanley over to Kenya. They went over there, and they said the results of that Bible, that container of scriptures that they passed out, was just phenomenal. They says they're praying that it changed Kenya, and I said, I know it will. Because they said too many people over there do not have a copy of the Word of God. And I said, we just put 30,000 on the field. So I'm proud to be part of that. And any church that supports this ministry can just send a missionary to us and say, hey, we need you to help them get Bibles, and we'll be glad to do it. This is the important part of it. If we believe that John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, we don't have a right to charge for it. So when a missionary comes to us from a supporting church and says, hey, I'd like a container of scriptures, we'll get it to them. We'll do whatever we can. If we got to sell the fatted calf, we will get them some scriptures. That's what we do. That's our whole purpose of getting people the Word of God. Real quickly, I will not be long, but the Lord did lay something on my heart this evening that I'd like to just kind of briefly mention. Helen Keller made the statement, the greatest tragedy to befall a person is to have sight but lack vision. You know, I got to thinking about that, and it's so true so many times in our lives as Christians and individuals. So I started studying. You'll find in two parts of the Bible, it says Lamentations 2:9, her gates are sunk into the ground. He hath destroyed and broken her bars. Her kings and her princes are among the Gentiles. The law is no more. Her prophets also find no vision from the Lord. Everybody knows Proverbs 29:18. Where there is no vision, the people perish, but he that keepeth the law, happy is he. I do want to ask you real quickly before I get into the message, how would you keep the law if you didn't have a copy of the Word of God? You wouldn't be able to do it. That's like me living in Tennessee, not knowing the highway laws, the state laws, and then when I get pulled over saying, officer, I just didn't know. He really wouldn't let me out of it. He would say it was your responsibility to know the laws. And that's where we come in as a ministry whose sole purpose is to get people the Word of God so they can know the law. But in these two passages of Scripture, we'll read that it is talking about where there is no vision. It is clearly talking about where there is no prophecy, where there is no revelation, where there is no Word of God, people are perishing. And if you've noticed, this is where we go to get our direction from.
When I was seeking God's will in my life, I went to the Word of God. I said, "Here, my Lord, send me wherever you want me to go, whatever you want me to do. I am available." I started reading the Word of God, and I said, "Use me, Lord." It's through the Word of God that He started showing me what He wanted me to do in my life. At the age of 16, I walked away and says, "I can't do this. You don't know the difference." He was World War II. It was his way or the highway. I was just a snotty-nosed teenager. I thought my way was better than his. Needless to say, I learned differently. I learned differently. But I walked up to him. I told him, I said, "I can't work here no more." I was hoping he would say, "What do you need?" He says, "I think you're right." You know, I didn't expect my grandfather to say that. He says, "I think you're right. It's time for you to move on." I graduated high school, worked in a factory there, learned they'd pay my college tuition if it benefited them, so I was majoring in business administration and also criminal justice. Criminal justice was for me, business administration was for them. So when I graduated, I could say, "See you later, Soligare, try to work for the FBI. At June of 2007, my pastor preached on Joshua 24:15. "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." I quickly learned the Holy Spirit sat down. He says, "Shannon, I've given you everything you wanted. I've done everything you could possibly do, and you've done nothing for me. Given you a great wife. I've given you great health. I've given you a great name." And says, "Shannon, you've done nothing, absolutely nothing for me." I was scared to death. I thought he was fixing to take it all away from me. I couldn't wait till he gave the invitation. I ran forward, got on my face and said, "Lord, here am I, send me whatever you want me to do, wherever you want me to go, I will go." But you know, most of us, whether or not preach for a living. I told him that. One of my five classes I liked before I graduated was speech class. Counselor keep telling me, says, "Shannon, you're gonna have to take speech class." I said, "I keep hoping that you're gonna change that before I get there." I did not want to talk in front of people. Shows you that the Lord has a sense of humor. But where there is no vision, people are perishing. Destruction surrounds both of these verses. And where there is no divine revelation and where there is no word of God, people are always going to perish. Look at America today. We've gotten so far away from God that we as an American nation is perishing. Yeah. Right. There's three things I want you to notice real quickly about where there is no vision, people perish. You know, as I was studying this, I noticed that where there is no vision, what is vision? I believe tonight it is the ability to see. It has to do with your awareness. You know, in the Bible, in Old Testament, New Testament, when God gave a vision, He gave them an unusual foresight, a knowledge of something. He made them aware of what He needed them to do. I can say in 1968, my grandfather already had a vision, a passion for the printed Word of God, but it wasn't until he was in World War II that it started coming to life. He was injured. He was a messenger. He was trying to get into a foxhole. A border went off right beside him. He spends the next 6 months in the hospital. And as a result of that one mortar, we look at it, man, that's terrible. But look at how many things that good have come out of it. As a result of that mortar, countless people have received a copy of the Word of God because he noticed nobody had a copy of the Word of God. It gives you the ability to see. It makes you aware. It also gives you the faith to do, or the faith to believe. This has to do with your attitude. I remember all my life, my grandfather would say, your attitude determines your altitude. You know, I mean, you've probably heard that so many times, but it really does. You get a lot out of life when you're looking for it. You know, both the hummingbird and the vulture fly over the same desert. But the vulture is looking for that which is dead and that which is easy to obtain. But the hummingbird is looking for that which is new and that is fresh. We get what we're looking for out of life. We see that it gives you the faith to believe, and what about the courage to do? This has to do with action. The Bible tells you without faith it is impossible to please Him. But what about the courage to do? It's easy to say, man, I wish somebody would go to Kenya. Man, I wish somebody would go to China. I wish somebody would go to Italy. I mean, it's easy to say that. I mean, all my life I'd heard missionaries get up and say, when ye becomes me, ye must go into all the world and preach the gospel. I was thinking, I said, praise God, God's got somebody. I never one time it dawned on me that ye must become me when he's referring to it in the Bible. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. It is up to us as Christians. Gives you the courage to do. I remember my grandfather, he graduated from J. Frank Norris's college. He worked on staff with him. He started this ministry in Hemp Hill Baptist Church in Fort Worth, Texas. And I remember him telling me, he says, you know, one of the hardest things, he says, this ministry almost never got off the ground. I said, why is that? He said, because I remember calling all the people that I'd graduated when I worked on staff and telling them, I said, Lord's opened a door for me to start printing Bibles and my son and our church, and we need your help. And he said, 9 out of 10 times, friends of his would say, Brother Bob, he says, you're a nut. The church cannot print the Word of God. He says, if I would have listened to them, over 26 million people would have never received a copy of the Word of God. I mean, where there is no vision, people are perishing. It gives you the courage to do. It gives you the faith to believe, and it also gives you the ability to see. Where there is no vision, people are perishing. And destruction surrounds where there is no vision. I want to ask you tonight, I brought this up, this is my favorite Bible. How would you feel if that's the only vision you had? If that's all the vision you had, that's where there is no vision, people are perishing. And 70% of the world's population, that's all they have. They don't have the ability to see. They don't have the faith to believe. And they don't have the courage to do. And where no vision is, people are perishing. So please help us tonight. Get them the written Word of God so less people will perish.